We went up in the grandstand to watch the race. They had no elastic barrier at San Siro, and the starter lined up all the horses. They looked very small way up the track, and then sent them off with a crack of his long whip. They came past us with the black horse well in front, and on the turn he was running away from the others. I watched them on the far side with the glasses and saw the jockey fighting to hold him in, but he could not hold him, and when they came around the turn and into the stretch, the black horse was 15 lengths ahead of the others. He went way on up and around the turn after the finish.
"Isn't it wonderful?" Catherine said. "We'll have over 3,000 lire. He must be a splendid horse."
"I hope his color doesn't run," Crowell said, "before they pay off."
"He was really a lovely horse," Catherine said. "I wonder if Mr. Myers backed him."
"Did you have the winner?" I called to Myers. He nodded.
"I didn't," Mrs. Myers said.
"Who did you children bet on?" "Japalak."
"Really? He's 35-1.
"We liked his color."
"I didn't. I thought he looked seedy. They told me not to back him."
"It won't pay much," Myers said. "He's marked 35-1 in the quotes," I said. "It won't pay much. At the last minute," Myers said, "they put a lot of money on him."
"Who?"
"Kempton and the boys, you'll see. He won't pay 2-1.
"Then we won't get 3,000 lire, Catherine said. "I don't like this crooked racing."
"We'll get 200 lire.
"That's nothing. That doesn't do us any good. I thought we were going to get 3,000.
"It's crooked and disgusting," Ferguson said.
"Of course," said Catherine, "if it hadn't been crooked, we never would have backed him at all. But I would have liked the 3,000 lire.
"Let's go down and get a drink and see what they pay," Crowell said. We went out to where they posted the numbers, and the bell rang to pay off, and they put up 1850 after Japalak to win. That meant he paid less than even money on a 10 lira bet. We went to the bar under the grandstand and had a whiskey and soda apiece. We ran into a couple of Italians we knew, and McAdams, the vice consul, and they came up with us when we joined the girls. The Italians were full of manners, and McAdams talked to Catherine while we went down to bed again. Mr. Myers was standing near the paramutual.
"Ask him what he played," I said to Crowell.
"What do you want, Mr. Myers?" Crowell asked. Myers took out his program and pointed to the number 5 with his pencil.
"Do you mind if we play him too?" Crowell asked.
Go ahead, but don't tell my wife I gave it to you."
"Will you have a drink?" I asked.
"No, thanks. I never drink."